Oh boy, you may be wondering what Miss Mandy has been up to.
I have been up to a lot. I have a caller that I came up with the best name for him, Panty Pleaser in Pennsylvania. We spoke last week and he told me he was going away on a business trip, and when he does go on this business trip, he likes to visit a particular bookstore. And let me tell you, I don't think business trips can be very bad if they're like this, because wow, did I get hot thinking about what went on with this panty pleaser at the bookstore. I guess when he was done for the day, he got himself all dolled up. He had on pink hip hugger panties. He said they were bright pink satin. He had on a blue camisole. Then he lubed his ass up with Vaseline, got it all ready. I guess you know for what. And then he put some lipstick on. He added some Vaseline to his lips so he would look shiny and cocksucker, slutty. And he did. He looked extra slutty. And then he put his jeans on, rode over to the bookstore. He said he had to run into the bookstore fast from his car because he was only wearing this camisole on top, like he didn't have like a shirt on. He didn't want to be on the street that way. So once he got inside, I guess he got all, worked up because he knew, he was going to have some fun. And he was hanging around in the hallway, and there were a couple of guys there. And he said one guy grabbed him right away and took his hand and took him into a little room. And he ran his hand down panty pleaser's camisole top and body, and panty pleaser said he felt like a girl and he felt so sexy. And then another guy rubbed him between his legs and opened up his jeans and took his cock out and rubbed his cock. And before he knew it, he turned panty pleaser around, pushed him against the wall, grabbed his panties, and just slid his dick right in panty pleaser's butthole. Right there, he fucked him in the ass. Good thing you were all greased up, panty pleaser. So he wedged him against the wall, and he got fucked really good. So while this guy fucked him so hard and came inside of him really, really a lot, he was hot and all ready to go. He finished taking his jeans off, and another guy came in and rubbed all over him, and he said he had like three guys in 30 minutes. So I guess he was pooped. And he sat down on a bench, and he started thinking about himself, imagining he was a girl, and he gave two guys blowjobs, thinking that, he was a girl, and he was sucking them off. And then a guy came in that worked there, and that guy gave him a blow job. So panty pleaser imagined that he was a girl and he was getting his pussy licked. And then when that guy stopped blowing him, they partied, you know what that means, and he got twisted and he sat on this guy's cock. I guess it was big and he rode it for a while. He said when he went back to his hotel room that night, he was so fucked up he doesn't remember getting there. And when he woke up in the morning, the door was open and he was covered with cum. Sounds like quite the night, you fucking cocksucking fucking faggot panty whore. So I was calling this panty pleaser Samantha because I think, he's a girl. And I'm going to use her in the future like the bitch that she is, because when I was fucking her with my strap on, she was moaning, her voice was high, and she really did sound like a girl. So, panty pleaser, if you're trying to be a girl, I think you're succeeding. Okay, you fucking bitch, get ready for our next session because I own and control you, and I'm going to get you used more, and you are going to beg for more, too. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.